Welcome to the podcast today and to your daily dose of the Word of God. Today I want to talk to you again about Jesus riding into Jerusalem on a donkey, part number two. Yesterday I said the donkey had to be redeemed. Today, for the second point, I want to tell you that the donkey had to be released. Luke 19:30 says, saying, "Go ye into the village over against you, in the which at your entering ye shall find a colt tied, whereon never man sat. Loose him and bring him hither." Yes, that donkey had to be released. The little donkey was tied up, and when the men found it, they had to untie it and bring it to Jesus. The little donkey had life because of the lamb. It had been redeemed, but it did not yet have liberty. It was still tied and bound. It was set free by the word of Jesus and by his authority. You know that applies to us today too. Many have new life in Christ because they have been saved and spared from eternity in hell, but they're still in bondage to old habits and sins. They need to hear the words of Jesus. Loose him. There are many folks who have been saved but still don't know that Jesus can set them free from sinful habits. They are struggling. They're tied to sinful habits, not knowing that Jesus can release them. Many are living defeated Christian lives because they still are tied to some sin or habit. God help us to realize that we've not only been redeemed, but we have been released by Jesus Christ. The Bible says in Romans 6:14, "For sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace." Thank God that the blood of Jesus not only saves us, but also sets us free from the dominion of sin and sinful habits. Today, if you're struggling in sin or with a habit that's controlling your life and you don't think you can be released from it, I want you to know that Jesus Christ can release you from any bondage that you may be in. Through the power of the Holy Ghost of God living in you, you have power to overcome it. I pray today that if you've never been saved, today you'll not only be redeemed, but you'll be released. May God bless you today.